Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. This video is why Kamala Harris lost the presidential election. And a couple of days after the election, she gave her concession speech. And there we go, went on. So whereas if Trump had lost, he wouldn't have accepted it. He would have said, no, I won, and carried on lying. Proof yet again that honesty is the worst policy. Lying has brought Trump back into the presidency. Lying has sustained him all through his career, through his business career. Wow, it is mind-blowing. How does he get away with these lies? Because if you're going to elect the more honest candidate, you definitely know for Kamala Harris. Okay, she does lie about some things, but for a politician, she's not that much of a Pinocchio, whereas Trump is simply off the scale in terms of his sheer mendacity. Why did she lose then? I mean, possibly for telling the truth. People will never forgive you for telling the truth. In my naivety, I often used to think that people would respect you for telling the truth, even they disagree with you, even if it was an unwelcome truth. But no, they don't. They so often want to be lied to. And that is how stupid most people are. She comes across as conceited, and a certain hauteur is common in politicians. Is that confidence? One shades into the other. I know Trump is extraordinarily, egregiously arrogant, far worse than her, but perhaps that's attractive to Republican-inclined voters, but off-putting to Democrat-inclined voters, even when Ms. Harris's level of arrogance is much lower. So seeming condescending, talking down to people, often couldn't give a straight answer. Answers which are too convoluted, which perhaps play well with a judge in a courtroom, but not so well on the electorate. Trump speaking usually in words of a syllable, I suppose, is more effectual mass communication. So perhaps being seen as too cerebral. I mean, lawyers in general are often disliked in the United States, and okay, Joe Biden won despite it. You know, that's the most common profession amongst presidents, amongst politicians in general in the United States. Something ridiculous like over 50% of congressmen and congresswomen are lawyers. You know, in any country, it'd be quite high. In the United Kingdom, maybe 25%, but not just so stratospherically high as there. So that might have been a problem. Being too lawyerly, is she too professorial? Being seen as loony left because she comes from California. I don't think she's not actually that left wing economic issues, because she's an acquisitive, greedy capitalist. I know Trump's avarice is again off the charts. But perhaps people who are Democrat inclined are more unforgiving of this. So people found all this off-putting, failed in what was her mission, to control the border, and perhaps doesn't recognize how important that is to so many Americans. Illegal immigration, and there's legal immigration, and to get that down, and hardly ever talked about it. So couldn't run on her record in that sense. Having cover for Biden, having lied for President Joe Biden, saying that he had his marbles, when really he'd lost it because of advancing senility. And this became painfully obvious, which is why they had to draft her in the last possible moment. And had Biden admitted he was unfit to go on for a second term just after they lost the midterm elections, won the midterm elections, bowed out gracefully, then would have been enough time to do a thorough selection process and perhaps pick a winner. Probably not Kamala Harris, because they're always saying all the time, it can't be her if he drops out, because her approval ratings are just so low, even lower than his. The lowest of any vice president ever, I think I'm correct in saying. If they're not the very lowest, they were pretty close. But despite that, she came near to winning, losing only 3 percentage points. So their personality problems, you know, being Californian is a bit problematic. And I know it didn't stop Ronald Reagan. And being seen as too liberal left as well, that might have been problematic. Even not having any children of her own, that might put some people off. Is it Cat Lady Jibe from J.D. Vance? That will have hit the mark with some people. Now, there's some feminists who will be even more sympathetic to her because of that. I suspect they were outnumbered by those who are against her. And yes, she's a stepmother. Why didn't she have children? I don't know. She may not wish to have children. She might have had medical problems. It might have been she had boyfriends previously who were incapable of having children, whatever, more children or whatever. There she was with Doug Emhoff, her husband, who's got two grown-up daughters. And by the time they married, it's probably too late for her to have children. I don't know. It doesn't matter. She's not obliged to. It doesn't make her bad. It doesn't make her good that she doesn't have any children. I don't care either way. But some people do. And America's a bit more phylogenerative than Republic of Ireland, where I'm from, or the United Kingdom, where I live now. So, yeah, that might have hurt her just a little bit. Even though not doing that well in the debates, she should have absolutely trounced Trump. I mean, she did beat him, but not as comprehensively as you might think. Yeah. Is there anything else? Didn't have the sort of the big on the military credentials, saying she had a gun and would shoot dead intruders. Did that seem inauthentic? Possibly. Might have put off some of the real leftards who say, no, you must let yourself get murdered. Making any attempt to stop illegal immigration is racist in view of the leftards. So that would play against her as well. Pretending to have some sympathy for the Palestinians, to have some common humanity, that would put off the real Zionist bigots. So she just wasn't viciously anti-Palestinian enough. So this, there she's caught on the horns of a quandary. And her anti-children policies and wanting to deprive children of their right to life, that's not as popular as she thought. So she didn't galvanize people. So this get out the vote thing, because one, the crumbs for comfort that the Democrats can take for this was a low turnout election. And they know that's problematic for them, despite saying, oh, quite a lot of early voting by mail. It wasn't enough. And though she does have advantages amongst ethnic minority people and women and so on, and the young, is not as big as before. Trump made gains in virtually every demographic, even modest gains. That's quite worrying. So I think it's her deficiencies as a candidate. It's not the ability of the party at all, the party as a whole, that meant that she lost. You might say she did relatively well, considering she was only running for about 3 months. Yeah, so although supposedly Lager focused on the swing states, lost all seven, it seems now. I don't think anybody, even the most pessimistic forecast from a Democrat perspective, thought they would all lose seven. Now, I've reviled Donald Trump. I've been a day one Trump abominator. But even I thought the Democrats would hold three of those seven states. They've lost all of them. And it wasn't even that narrow. It's like more than one percentage point. I remember in 2016 and 2020, sometimes these are by fractions of a percent, just a few thousand votes. Some of these states went this way or that. So the wokery, the BLM movement counted against her, which she appeared to endorse. The idea that whites are evil, that intersectionality must be taught, that children be brainwashed in school, the whites should hate themselves, that there should be reparations from slavery. You know, a lot of whites fed up of being called racist all the time. And a way to kick back against that is to vote for Donald J. Trump. So people have got to be careful not to disparage others needlessly. Wow. Cancel culture that we put off. Now, obviously, they're right-wing snowflakes. Right-wingery's got its own cancel culture as well, which is equally despicable. What she's seen as not patriotic, militaristic enough. So many weaknesses on the part of Ms. Harris. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.